You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. As China has tried to contain the spread of COVID-19, the coronavirus, it's using a lot of tech. Drones to send thermometers to buildings, apps to track cases of the virus. But China is also trying to contain the spread of information and dissent. And that includes tactics like slowing down the internet and stopping, even arresting, people who are streaming information. Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. She told me what it's like to live with censorship that's both visible and invisible.
On a daily basis, when I turn on my computer, I have to not only get on to the Wi-Fi, but also turn on the VPN to access the outside web. And then I also have to log into a second VPN for our office. I mean, there was a day where it took me 40 minutes and I could not even access my Gmail. I couldn't access my work email. Coincidentally, when the internet got really bad, was also the time when Dr. Li Wenliang died. So his death sparked a lot of public anger, and it was sort of around this time where the internet just got really slow.
And so it's literally slow, like you see a lot of buffering, you have to wait, nothing loads, you're not getting error messages or anything. It's just sort of mysterious. Is it like a hope that people will just give up and stop trying?
Sort of. I mean, it comes in a variety of ways. Sometimes it could be artificial intelligence. So on our WeChat moments, sometimes you can post something on there, but you can't forward it from a friend. Or you can link to an article one day, but you can't link to it another day. Sometimes you're trying to get onto a news website or a news article that is from the official state media. And like the internet speeds kind of happens sometimes like retroactively. So it's just very confusing. And so you just don't really know. And that's the crux of the problem.
This is frustrating in some ways because it's deploying tech to control the spread of information and not create more accurate flows. Is there any tech that you know of that's being deployed to create better information or gather better information?
Well, the government is very worried about the spreading of rumor. And certainly the people that I've spoken to, they are wary that there is a lot of bad information out there, a lot of false information. But in terms of how people are bypassing it, well, for many, many years, people have been very clever by using homonyms or similar sounding names, words, using symbols perhaps, or trying to use photos to bypass the censors to transmit this information. The problem is, as I said, it's not clear exactly what words or terms are censored, and it could happen at different times. Like maybe today this term is okay, tomorrow it is not. So it's an ongoing thing. It's a cat and mouse game.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. We'll have more from her on Monday on how the Chinese government and businesses are also stepping up their collection of personal data. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Jody Becker is our senior editor. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.